This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, animal friends and fur babe parents out there. Thank you for listening to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we're going to talk about, it's a product, I guess the herb or the supplement has gotten hit a lot of momentum lately. And I'm curious to see what it can do for our fur babes because I just started taking it. So what are we talking about? Well, stay tuned and you will find out.
Hey everyone, Brandon McMillan here, CBS host of Lucky Dog Reunions and Lucky Dog Down Under, and spokesperson for the 18th annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Brought to you by Fido Friendly Magazine and campaign partner Tranquil Tales, along with media sponsor Pet Life Radio. The tour travels down America's favorite highway, supporting shelter events across America. With support of Tito's Vodka for Dog People, Hands On Gloves, My Place Hotels, KOA, and Signs to You. Attendees at each shelter event can donate to spin and win prizes from our sponsors, with all proceeds benefiting the shelter at the end of the day. Go to FidoFriendly.com to see where the tour stops near you. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Mary Beth Powers. She is the creator of Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to talking about my product. And I just want to say that I enjoy your podcast. They're very informative, and they certainly help a lot of pet owners.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Well, we'll get into it, but we're going to be talking about turmeric. And as I alluded in the intro, it seems like it's like most people don't know exactly what it does. Like I just started taking the supplement myself. Oh. And I know it helps with a lot of things. And a family member who knows more about this than I do suggested it. My doctor said yes. So I thought, okay, let me start taking it. But I think it's hit momentum and popularity, but a lot of people don't know about it. And especially we don't know how it can help our fur babes.
Oh, sure, sure.
Your dog Teddy was the inspiration behind Turmeric Tamer.
He was.
Can you share with us Teddy's story and what inspired you to create a natural approach to helping dogs with chronic conditions?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. Well, Teddy was a 100-pound Newfie mix. He was just a love. Everybody loved him. And we found a lump on his snout, and we thought he had been stung by a bee. But after a week, it didn't go away. So we took him to the vet, and the vet found cancer cells. They suggested that we go to the oncologist, which took a few weeks. And in the interim, Teddy stopped eating. Here he is as a 100-pound Newfie mix running around. I knew I needed to do something. So what I did is I started doing research on natural things and I wanted to find out what would entice him to eat and potentially help with the symptoms of cancer. That's when I started doing the research and came up with the ingredients that made Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. And we can refer to it as TTT from here on.
As TTT?
Yes, it's a mouthful, I know. Then we get the call from the vet oncologist about 10 days after we visited the vet. They told us that Teddy had an aggressive sarcoma. To keep him comfortable, he has 2 to 4 weeks to live.
Oh, my God.
We were devastated. And we were not offered any other hope or any other options. And I just would not accept that. No.
Good for you. I wouldn't either. So now what?
So then, as I mentioned, we created Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, which is an all-natural, anti-inflammatory, all human grade, no chemicals, no preservatives. It's a powder form. And we handcraft each container to ensure the quality of it and to make sure that all the ingredients are exactly what it needs to be to help our fur babies. It's used as a topper. And when it's mixed in with dog's food, if it's wet, it'll mix right in. If the dog food is not wet, you just add a little bit of olive oil or water. And most dogs do like it. So we've been very fortunate. And Teddy loved it.
So let's talk about turmeric. The little bit I know it's a spice, and I don't cook that much, but I know it's a spice, and it's also a supplement.
Correct.
And I've heard, supposedly, inflammation is the enemy, and anything that can help with inflammation just helps for babes and people, and humans are two-legged people. So that's all I know.
So you're right. And I'm curious, you said you started it. How long ago did you start on the turmeric?
I think probably 2 months.
Okay. And have you noticed anything? The reason I ask is I take it, my husband and I take it, and I didn't know what it was doing for me. And prior to going out on my own with Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, I used to be a meeting event planner, and I was at a conference for 4 days on a convention floor, and I didn't take the mixture with me because I didn't want to deal with going through TSA and trying to make a smoothie. When I got home, my knee was killing me. And then I started up again and it was fine. So that's when I learned that, you know what, it's working on me as well as my dog. So that's why I was asking if you may have noticed anything, maybe less aches and pains or a little bit easier getting up and down.
So I never have problems getting up and down, but I also go to the gym a lot. I'm sure I've noticed some things, but it's like, you know how when you have an ache, you notice it, but when you don't have one, you don't notice that you don't have them. And I'm pretty flexible. I mean, I can touch the floor at the flat of my palm. So, and I'm not a gymnast. I just am always been flexible. Right. But yeah, maybe I'm not creaky as much. I don't know. I've just heard so many good things about it. So it's worth taking. I'd rather take a supplement and have less of a problem that might happen than have a problem and then think about, should I take something and hold off and hold off?
Exactly. And there are a couple things about turmeric, which again, I'm not a veteran scientist. I developed this product just to keep my dog alive. And I got 3 more years out of him. He lived for
that
3 more
amazing.
Years.
Amazing.
And so we're now helping other hundreds of dogs. But the thing about turmeric, it has been around for over 4,000 years, used for medicinal purposes. We know that it helps with joint health and arthritis, definitely reducing inflammation. And as we know, cancer can create inflammation. It's a great antioxidant support, heart health. And when I developed Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, I was using it for the inflammation specifically because you could see, I mean, the lump was so big in his snout that we knew there was some inflammation there. Now, with turmeric, you also need to make sure that, especially for humans, that it's 95% curcumin. That's the key in using turmeric. And you also need to know that turmeric doesn't always absorb in your body. So adding, we have some of the ingredients in Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, such as pepper, that helps the curcumin to absorb and stay in the bloodstream longer. And also, because curcumin in turmeric is fat soluble, you need a fat with it. So our filler in Teddy's Turmeric Tamer is organic brown flaxseed, which we know is rich with omega-3 fatty acids, and that helps the turmeric absorb in the body and help with the inflammation. And it also provides fiber and a great antioxidant that protects the cells. So there's a couple things about turmeric. You just can't take turmeric without helping it get through your body. And ginger is we have ginger in our product, which it's as a powerful antioxidant, but also for digestive purposes. And a lot of times you will see ginger and turmeric mixed together.
So let me ask you this, how would pet parents integrate this into their dog's diet?
Well, again, because ours is in a container and we have the ingredients, we also have, I don't think I mentioned, we have cancer fighting mushrooms in this ingredient, in this Teddy's Turmeric Tamer as well. So we have a bunch of ingredients that help well, and it synergistically helps the body absorb and do healing processes. A way a parent could use it, of course, is in their dog food. Again, not just taking it out of the spice rack and sprinkling turmeric on there. As I mentioned, you need to have it absorb, and either with pepper or some kind of fat, the omega-3s that we use in Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, or, you know, any healthy fat that would help the body absorb it. It's very easy to use. There are a lot of turmeric products out there. It's actually very overwhelming if you don't know what you're looking for. And to be quite frank, some dogs, I've had a handful of dogs just don't like the smell of it. So most of the dogs I've had are fine, we started making jerky and we'd sprinkle it on the jerky. The dogs got used to it and then their owners could incorporate it into their meal. But we don't have any luck with cats with this product. I've only had one cat out of 10 cats try it that actually ate it because they are very, very finicky. So turmeric's a very potent and pungent smell.
So let me ask you this, Mary Beth. So the same product you have for dogs can be used for cats, but maybe a smaller amount, or is there a different formulation for cats?
So it's based on weight, and it's the same thing with cats. Based on their weight is the dosage they would get. But as mentioned, I have a couple holistic vets that refer my product, and one of the holistic vets had a cat, and she tried so hard to get her cat to eat it. Her cat wouldn't eat it. As I mentioned, I only had one cat out of 10 who tried it that actually would eat it because cats are just very finicky and I guess their smell is very keen. And turmeric, like I said, is a very pungent spice. So you've got to like the taste of it and the smell to take it.
Mine is in a pill form.
Yep.
I don't know if I've ever tasted. What does it taste like?
I would say it's almost not quite a curry, but similar to that kind of smell. You've had Indian food before, I'm sure. And
yeah, a long time ago, but yes. Okay.
Yeah. Something similar to that.
I didn't try it with Dennis. He would probably like it. He likes everything. He likes lettuce.
Oh, really? That's funny.
He's a weird cat. Okay. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Mary Beth, who is the creator of Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. We're going to shorten that to TTT, but it's Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. So, Mary Beth, a lot of pet parents with a lot of great success. You have a wonderful story because your Teddy was alive 3 more years. I mean, that's incredible. Do you had any other success stories that were particularly touching?
We have. We've helped hundreds of dogs with different health ailments, especially inflammation and arthritis, cancer, allergies, and incontinence of all things. But last year, I was a vendor at a farmer's market for the summer, and I actually had 5 dog owners come back to me telling me how it helped their dogs with allergies. I didn't even think about allergies when I don't know. It was just not on my radar. But allergies are inflammation. So it made sense. And they were so pleased that their dogs weren't itching as much. They were, it didn't seem as inflamed. So I was really, really happy to know that the product was helping allergies because we have terrible allergies around here. I don't know about where you are, but they're pretty bad. So both for humans and dogs. So that was a nice thing to find out that my product helps allergies with dogs.
I'm glad to hear that because I'm allergic to like everything, grass. And when I found out grass, I said, what do I do with that? There's grass everywhere. Right. The doctor said, do you golf? I said, no, I prefer to drive the car. He goes, well, that's a good thing. So
that's funny. So
I just taken antihistamine, but I wonder if the turmeric is helping my allergies also. Good to know.
Yes, absolutely.
So how would pet parents notice if Teddy's turmeric powder, TTT, is working for them?
So most pet owners notice within 3 to 5 days. And well, I've had one actually that was not happy because the dogs usually have a little more energy
Oh.
And so one of the pet owners is like, I don't need any more energy, but we know it's working. You know, a lot of I hear that their dogs are going up and down stairs a little bit easier, playing a little bit longer. Again, it's a lot about the energy. Some of our dogs have had the lymphomas and they may have decreased in size. So I think it's just overall vitality increases when they're taking the turmeric and less inflammation.
You know, I was thinking about what you said, how if I've noticed any changes, I try to go to the gym 6 times a week.
Good for you.
I don't look like a Miss Body, but you know, I'd rather go to the gym than go to the doctor.
Same here.
So sometimes I overdo it. I've noticed my recovery when I'm hard on one leg or something, pulls or something like that, my recovery time is pretty fast. Usually
Oh,
by the
that's
next
great.
day or even later that day, I'm not feeling that same pulling.
Oh, there you go. That's wonderful. So it's working.
Yeah. So are there any dogs or pet parents that should be careful that turmeric might not be a candidate for their dog? I mean, you always have to check with your vet because,
Yes.
you know, but what about, I mean, are there some dogs that are maybe the breed is allergic or I don't know.
That's a great question. And yes, always check with your vet. Not every supplement is right for every dog. Why I would not give it to puppies that are under a year old because their stomach is still developing and tumor can be a little harsh on stomach. Pregnant dogs, I would, and nursing dogs, I would always ask the vet because I don't really know. I don't know that particular, whether that would be a conflict. But dogs with certain medical conditions, specifically with heart or diabetes, or if they're on a pharmaceutical, you should always, always check with a vet because turmeric is a natural blood thinner. And we know some heart and diabetes medicines also are blood thinners. So I always say, if your dog is on any kind of medicine or has a medical condition, always ask your vet. But generally, turmeric, I mean, it can interact with certain medicines, but generally it is natural enough if you don't have a condition. I would also say that dogs with sensitive stomachs, you would want to introduce turmeric gradually because it is a little bit harsher than most spices. So you just start out slow and that gives their digestive system some time to adjust. And then you can monitor how they're responding. And those are probably the circumstances that you would want to check with a vet or just monitor to make sure that the turmeric is the right thing for your dog.
Okay, thank you for that great information. Let's talk about the holistic part of this because some pet owners that are listening, pet parents out there that are listening are saying, you know, I really prefer, you know, going the more natural route. It's almost become, you know, over the years more mainstream. You know, way back, holistic was like thought of as, I don't know,
Right,
witches and woo-woo, a lot of that.
right,
But now it's becoming more mainstream. Yes, I take, you know, turmeric, this and this, and you don't have to go to the health food store. It's sold at Costco and all
right.
these other big fast places. So, what are some ways that pet parents could maybe be more holistic with their dogs and try to go more, you know, that route?
Well, I agree with you 100%. Holistic years ago was looked at like it was crazy, but I think with the pharmaceuticals, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't use pharmaceuticals because there is a need for pharmaceuticals, but there are a lot of side effects with pharmaceuticals. So if you can try natural first, why not? And then if that doesn't work, then choose your pharmaceuticals. But I think most pet people, if they want to do holistic care, they need to begin with the basics and feed a high quality diet and, you know, make sure your dog's getting regular exercise, keep it at a healthy weight. Of course, your veterinary checkups will help. And also, of course, love and mental stimulation is a key part of it. Those things are the foundation of any holistic wellness. From there, a pet parent might try to identify if their dog has a health element and ways they can support their dog's health naturally. You know, natural wellness is a great choice, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's about consistently making healthy choices and being consistent with it. And one thing I tell people who use our turmeric, if you're not going to use it every day, you may not see a difference. You're just not. Consistency helps. And anybody who wants to look at the natural choices or it's easy. There's so much out there now. There's a lot of education. There, most of these pet boutique stores, they have people can help you determine what you want to use. So it's out there. You can do it as a pet parent.
And we forgot about, you know, the internet. I mean,
Yeah,
there's
right, of course.
not like you should become Dr. Internet or Dr. Vet, Internet person, but there's a lot of AI. But again, remember, they're just looking for other stuff on the internet. So internet, you have to look at it and then go to your vet, because your vet knows your fur babe. The same right. as before, when you were talking about what to do, I was thinking, that's the same thing a human would do, right? If you're taking supplements, you would check with your doctor, because unless you're a medical person, you don't know that this shouldn't go with that. That's exactly what you have a doctor for.
Right. Exactly. That's good advice. Yes.
I mean, never hurts to ask.
Absolutely.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe you're taking one thing and shouldn't go with another thing. And maybe the same for your dog. Unlikely, but sometimes two things can cause a problem together.
That's exactly right. So it's
always better to be safe.
Exactly.
So what new products do you have on the horizon to join Teddy's Turmeric Tamer?
So we actually have a couple products right now. Other than the anti-inflammatory powder, we make what's called Teddy's Tick Tonic. It is a flea and tick repellent. It doesn't kill the insect, but there are no pesticides or chemicals, or there's no preservatives in it. It's made with essential oils, jojoba oil, and water. And you just shake it and spray it on them when they walk out. I use it on my dog. We do not use the Bravecto or any of the other ones because our dogs have all had cancer in their past and we just don't do them anymore. But using a natural repellent, you have to be vigilant as a pet owner. So you need to check your pet because their ticks are out there and this season is really bad. But we are very cautious with our dog and we spray him every single time we go out and then check him when he comes back in. But there are a lot of options out there for natural flea and tick repellents.
I have to make a comment, Mary Beth, that your tick repellent smells amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Can people wear it?
Good question. Yes, it is all natural and you can use it. I actually have a landscaper who buys it for his team because they don't like using the chemical and the DEET stuff. So they use my Tick Tonic. But it's a very nice smell and it's pungent, right? So
it smells fantastic. I'm thinking maybe you should rebrand it as a cologne or something, or all natural. But I'm glad you brought up ticks, because a lot of people think, oh, I live in the city, there won't be any ticks.
Oh no.
Wrong. I live in Greater Fort Lauderdale, so city, right? It can be a little swampy, but it's a city.
Right.
And there's ticks. I had found a tick on my dog. We hadn't gone to the dog park in months. And, check your dogs all the time.
All time.
You never know. A little residential neighborhood, they jump around. They carry it around. Check your dog.
Absolutely. And another thing, we live on firewood here in the winter because we have a fireplace. My husband is always bringing in wood. And I didn't even think about it in the winter. And all of a sudden, I'm touching Cubby and all of a sudden, I feel this thing. I'm like, what is that? It was a tick. It came in with the wood. So ticks are everywhere and they love firewood. So just beware.
They do have firewood here. It's 95 degrees, but my grocery store has a lot of firewood.
Isn't that funny?
Maybe for grilling. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? That's funny. I do want to bring something up because we sort of touched on this about when you are looking for a supplement. It's really, really important to look at labels. And the reason I tell you that is because if you are looking for natural supplements or even natural treats, so many times we have a new dog now and he has so many sensitivities. And I see salmon treats and I pick them up. I'm like, oh, great. And I turn it over. And what's the second ingredient? It's chicken. He's definitely allergic to chicken. So same thing with natural supplements. Always look at the label. See what's in there. If they have 100 ingredients, chances are it's not very natural. The other thing you need to look at is to make sure the product tells you where it's made and what it's made of. If they don't have that, that's a red flag. And then lastly, just make sure that they have clear feeding instructions, because a lot of people will always ask, how do I give this to my dog? On our label, it's based on weight and dosage. So that is one thing. If you are going to pursue the natural supplements, just make sure you have a good label. But you can find us. We have our own website, Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram and TikTok. And I'd also like to offer your listeners a discount code at Best Bets, capital B's, Best Bets, if purchasing any of our items.
Okay, so what will our listeners get for the discount, Mary Beth?
10%.
Thank you so much. 10% at teddysturmericktamer.com. And the offer is Best Bets. The B's are capital.
It is capital B-E-S-T, capital B-E-T-S. Just the B's are capital.
Okay, folks, just the B's are capital. We'll also have this information on the show page for this episode. Mary Beth, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets, telling us all about Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, and for inventing and creating such a wonderful product. And thank you for the discount code.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I hope everyone enjoyed this show. Please be sure to check out Teddy's Turmeric Tamer. I had tested it with my dog tester, who is, he's in Texas. And this is an older dog that's a little stiff and everything. And he's only been on it for about a week. And the pet parent said he's already bouncing around. And I got the video, so I was impressed to hear that. So be sure to check out Teddy's Turmeric Tamer, Best Bets, capital B's, will get you 10% off. Thanks to Mary Beth for coming on the show. Thank you to my listening audience. Thank you for listening to Best Bets for Pets. Oh my goodness, we've been on 16 years. Wow, lots of shows, lots of amazing products. Thank you to my tester. Thank you, Joey. And thank you to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Keep me on my toes. And the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer. Thank you, Mark Winter, for all you do. And remember, keep listening, because you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.